Wisdom for Young Adults, the life lessons that can save you years of regret. Wisdom Seeds. org/wisdomforyoungadults The life lessons that can save you years of regret. The choices you make now about relationships, money, faith, discipline, friendships, and purpose will either build your future or quietly destroy it. Yet many young adults are learning life the hard way through heartbreak, pressure, bad decisions, anxiety, and wasted years. This series is about real wisdom for real life. Not empty motivation. Not fake online success. Real wisdom that helps you avoid traps, protect your peace, strengthen your faith, and build a meaningful future with God at the center. Mistakes young people regret later in life. Youth feel endless when you are living inside it. That is why young people often make permanent decisions with temporary emotions. Ecclesiastes 11 verse 9 says, "You who are young, be happy while you are young. But know that for all these things God will bring you into judgment." God gives freedom, but choices still carry consequences. One major mistake young people regret later is wasting years without direction. A person spends every day chasing entertainment, parties, and distractions while ignoring purpose. 10 years later, they wonder why life feels empty and unstable. Time disappears faster than people expect. Psalm 90 verse 12 says, "Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Wise young people respect time because lost years never return. Another regret is ignoring God early in life. Some people treat faith as something for old age, not for the present life. They spend their strongest years feeding sin, pride, lust, and selfish ambition. Later, they carry scars that could have been avoided. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 1 says, "Remember your Creator in the days of your youth." A young heart surrendered to God avoids countless unnecessary wounds. Wrong relationships create another deep regret. One of 33 young woman ignores warning signs because attraction feels powerful. Years later, emotional damage, betrayal, or toxic marriage leave painful consequences. One young man chooses friends obsessed with drugs, crime, or reckless living. Eventually, he adopts the same habits and destroys opportunities. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33 says, "Bad company corrupts good character." Relationships shape direction. Another major mistake is uncontrolled sexual sin. Modern culture treats purity like weakness, but emotional and spiritual consequences remain real. Sex creates a deep connection. Casual relationships often leave lasting emotional confusion, comparison, guilt, and heartbreak afterward. 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 3 says believers should avoid sexual immorality. God's commands protect people, not restrict joy. Pride also ruins young lives. A person refuses correction because confidence becomes arrogance. Proverbs 12 verse 15 says, "The way a fool seems right to them, but the wise listen to advice." Teachability protects the future. One businessman admitted the worst financial mistakes of his life happened during seasons when he refused wise counsel because he believed he already knew everything. Another regret is financial foolishness. Young people often spend money trying to impress people who barely care about them. Debt grows. Savings disappear. Pressure increases later. Proverbs 21 verse 20 says, "The wise store up choice food and olive oil, but fools gulp theirs down." Wisdom thinks long term. Young people also regret emotional decisions made during anger. 2 of 33 one fight destroys a friendship. One reckless post online can damage a reputation. One night of rage changes life permanently. Self-control matters deeply. Galatians 5 verses 22-23 lists self-control as a fruit of the Spirit. Many older people look back, wishing they had worried less about fitting in. Peer pressure controls countless young lives. People drink because their friends pressure them. Compromise convictions to avoid rejection. Hide faith to appear accepted. Romans 12 verse 2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world." The crowd rarely leads toward wisdom. Another painful regret comes from neglecting parents and family. One young adult spends years ignoring family while chasing personal ambition. Later death or distance removes opportunities for reconciliation. Ephesians 6 verse 2 says, "Honor your father and mother." Time with loved ones is limited. Youth is powerful. But youth without wisdom creates pain later. Wise young people think beyond today's feelings. They understand that present choices shape future life. The wisdom I wish I learned earlier. Some lessons arrive through pain instead of instruction. People often learn wisdom after heartbreak, failure, betrayal, regret, or wasted years. Looking back, they realize certain truths could have saved them enormous trouble if they had understood them earlier. Proverbs 4 verse 7 says, "Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom." 3/33 Wisdom protects people from unnecessary destruction. One lesson countless people learn too late is that feelings are unreliable guides. Emotions change quickly. A person feels deeply in love 1 month and completely different 6 months later. A man becomes angry for 10 minutes and says words that damage relationships for years. Wise people do not build life entirely on feelings. They build life on truth, character, and godly principles. Another lesson people wish they had learned earlier is that time moves fast. Young people assume opportunities will always remain available. But parents grow older. Children grow up. Health changes. Opportunities disappear. Psalm 90 verse 12 says, "Teach us to number our days." Success means little if important relationships collapse. Another painful lesson is that not everybody deserves close access to your life. Some people enter relationships ignoring obvious warning signs because loneliness feels uncomfortable. Later betrayal teaches what discernment could have prevented. Jesus loved people deeply, but he still recognized dangerous motives in certain hearts. Wisdom watches patterns, not just promises. Matthew 7 verse 16 says, "By their fruit you will recognize them." People also wish they had learned earlier that hidden sin never stays hidden forever. A private addiction eventually affects public life. Dishonesty eventually destroys trust. Bitterness eventually poisons peace. 4/33 Numbers 32:23 says, "Be sure your sin will find you out." Sin always promises secrecy while quietly creating bondage. Another lesson is that pride destroys growth. A person who refuses correction stays trapped in foolishness. Proverbs 11 verse 2 says, "When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom." Some people waste years pretending they already know everything. Teachability could have saved them enormous pain. One businessman said his worst financial mistakes happened during seasons when he ignored wise counsel because he felt too confident to listen. People also regret worrying excessively about other people's opinions. Fear of rejection controls countless decisions. A young adult hides convictions to fit in. Another stays trapped in an unhealthy relationship because they fear being alone. Galatians 1 verse 10 says, "Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings, or of God?" Human approval changes constantly. Living for applause creates emotional exhaustion. Another truth learned late is that peace matters more than appearances. Some people spend years trying to impress others with cars, clothes, status, or image while privately battling anxiety and emptiness. Meanwhile, simple people with strong faith, healthy relationships, and inner peace often live far richer lives emotionally. 1 Timothy 6 verse 6 says, "Godliness with contentment is great gain." One of the deepest lessons people learn late is that life without God eventually feels empty. Success alone cannot heal the soul. Money cannot remove guilt. Pleasure cannot be satisfied permanently. 5:33 Ecclesiastes describes the emptiness of chasing life apart from God. A person may gain status and still feel spiritually hollow inside. Jesus said in Mark 8 verse 36, "What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul?" That question becomes heavier with age. People also wish they had learned earlier that forgiveness frees the person carrying the pain. Bitterness feels powerful in the short term, but eventually it drains joy, sleep, peace, and emotional health. Ephesians 4 verse 31 says, "Get rid of all bitterness." Forgiveness does not erase justice. It releases poison from your own heart. Another lesson is that consistency matters more than motivation. People wait for perfect feelings before praying, exercising, working hard, or changing habits. Wise people learn that discipline carries them further than emotion ever will. Small daily choices shape destiny quietly. The wisdom people wish they had learned earlier usually sounds simple. Guard your heart. Choose your circle carefully. Stay humble. Control your tongue. Honor God. Value time. Protect peace. Listen before speaking. Forgive quickly. Walk with God daily. 6 of 33 simple truths save lives when practiced consistently. How social media is shaping your mind. Social media does not just consume your time. It shapes your thinking, emotions, attention span, desires, and identity slowly over time. Romans 12 verse 2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." That verse matters deeply today because modern culture constantly competes for your attention. Every scroll feeds something into your mind. Fear. Comparison. Lust. Anger. Envy. Pride. Or wisdom. People often underestimate repeated exposure. A person who watches negative content daily gradually becomes more cynical. Another constantly consumes images of wealth, beauty, and success until contentment disappears completely. Comparison quietly poisons joy. Ecclesiastes 4 verse 4 says, "All labor and all achievement spring from one person's envy of another." Social media makes comparison endless because somebody will always appear richer, happier, more attractive, or more successful. One young woman spent hours every night scrolling through filtered lifestyles online. Eventually, she began hating her own ordinary life even though she once felt grateful for it. That is how comparison works. 7/33 it blinds people to blessings already sitting in front of them. Social media also weakens attention. People now struggle to sit quietly for 10 minutes without reaching for a screen. Constant notifications train the brain to crave interruption. Deep focus becomes harder. Prayer becomes harder. Reading scripture becomes harder. Silence feels uncomfortable. Psalm 46 verse 10 says, "Be still, and know that I am God." Stillness has become rare. One pastor said, "A distracted mind struggles to hear God clearly." That statement feels painfully true today. The mind becomes what it consumes repeatedly. Proverbs 4 verse 23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." Guarding your heart now includes guarding your digital habits. Social media also shapes identity dangerously. Some people measure worth through likes, followers, attention, and online approval. One negative comment ruins their mood for hours. One ignored post creates insecurity. That emotional dependence becomes exhausting. Galatians 1 verse 10 says, "Am I not trying to win the approval of human beings, or of God?" Living for online validation traps people emotionally because approval constantly changes. Social media also amplifies outrage. Anger spreads faster online than wisdom. People react instantly without reflection. Arguments become entertainment. 8/33 mercy disappears. James 1 verse 19 says believers should be slow to speak and slow to become angry. But online culture rewards fast outrage and emotional reaction. Another danger is hidden addiction. A person picks up the phone for 5 minutes and continues scrolling mindlessly. Time disappears silently. Meanwhile, relationships weaken, productivity drops, and spiritual hunger fades. Ephesians 5 verses 15-16 says, "Be very careful, then, how you live. Making the most of every opportunity. Time matters. Your attention matters. Your mind matters. Social media is not automatically evil. It can spread truth, encouragement, knowledge, and the gospel." Paul used available roads and communication systems of his time to spread God's message. Technology itself is not the main issue. The danger comes when technology begins controlling the heart. Wise people use social media intentionally instead of emotionally. They know when to log off. They filter what enters their mind. They avoid content feeding lust, jealousy, fear, and bitterness. They protect quiet time with God. They remember that real life matters more than digital appearance. Jesus asked in Mark 8 verse 36, What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? That question applies online, too. A person can build massive online attention while privately losing peace, purity, wisdom, and closeness with God. 9/33 The mind always moves in the direction of what it feeds on most. Feed your spirit wisely. The pressure to succeed is destroying many young people. An entire generation feels exhausted. Not because young people are lazy. Not because they lack ambition. But because constant pressure is crushing their minds, emotions, and peace. Pressure to become rich quickly. Pressure to look successful online. Pressure to achieve before 30. Pressure to prove worth through money, status, appearance, and attention. Ecclesiastes 4 verse 6 says, "Better one handful with tranquility than two handfuls with toil and chasing after the wind." That verse describes modern life perfectly. People keep chasing more while peace disappears. One young man worked endlessly trying to appear successful online. Expensive clothes, rented luxury cars, non-stop hustle posts. Meanwhile, anxiety destroyed his sleep every night because the image online did not match reality offline. That pressure is real. Social media made comparison constant. A young woman sees somebody buying a house at 24. Another sees a friend getting married. Another sees entrepreneurs claiming to be millionaires overnight. Suddenly, ordinary progress feels like failure. But online life often hides reality. People post victories and hide breakdowns. Proverbs 14 verse 13 says, "Even in laughter the heart may ache." 10 of 33 some smiling faces online are privately drowning emotionally. The pressure to succeed also pushes people toward dangerous shortcuts. Fraud. Dishonesty. Corruption. Compromise. People become desperate to make it quickly because they fear being left behind. 1 Timothy 6 verse 9 says, "Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap." The love of status destroys wisdom fast. One university student became involved in internet scams because he felt ashamed watching friends appear wealthier. Temporary money eventually led to fear, legal trouble, and emotional emptiness. Success without peace is failure wearing expensive clothes. Another danger is identity tied completely to achievement. A student fails one exam and suddenly feels worthless. A business struggles, and a person feels like life is over. Why? Because achievement became identity. But your value does not come from salary, popularity, or applause. Jesus never measured human worth through status. Mark 8 verse 36 says, "What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul?" That question matters deeply today. Some young people gain attention but lose mental peace. Gain money but lose character. Gain followers but lose purpose. The pressure to succeed also creates burnout. 11/33 People rarely rest. Rarely pray. Rarely slow down. They fear stopping because silence forces them to confront emptiness inside. Psalm 127 verse 2 says, "In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves." God never designed humans to live constantly exhausted. Rest is not weakness. Rest is wisdom. One young professional admitted he had not enjoyed a peaceful day in years because his mind constantly screamed, "You are behind. You are failing. You must do more." That voice destroys joy slowly. Comparison fuels this pressure deeply. A person compares their beginning to somebody else's highlight reel. But life moves in seasons. Joseph spent years in prison before promotion came. David spent years in obscurity before becoming king. Growth takes time. God's timing rarely matches social media timelines. Galatians 6 verse 9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest." Notice the phrase "proper time." Not rushed time. Not pressured time. Proper time. Wise young people learn that peace matters more than performance. Character matters more than image. 12/33 Purpose matters more than applause. Some of the most successful looking people are privately miserable. Meanwhile, some people living simple lives walk in deep peace, strong faith, healthy relationships, and quiet joy. That is real wealth. Young people do not need endless pressure. They need wisdom. Wisdom to work hard without worshiping success. Wisdom to rest without guilt. Wisdom to trust God while growing slowly. Wisdom to reject fake lifestyles designed to impress strangers. And wisdom to remember that a meaningful life is not built overnight. Why discipline matters more than motivation. Motivation feels powerful. But motivation is unreliable. Some mornings you feel energized, focused, and ready to conquer goals. Other days, you feel tired, distracted, discouraged, or emotionally drained. If your life depends only on motivation, consistency will collapse quickly. That is why discipline matters more. Discipline keeps moving when feelings disappear. Paul understood this deeply. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 27 says, "I discipline my body and keep it under control." Notice that Paul did not wait for perfect emotion before acting. He trained himself intentionally. One young man promised himself every January that he would pray daily, exercise consistently, and improve his life. Each year, excitement lasted a few weeks before old habits returned because emotion alone could not sustain long-term change. Motivation starts things. 13 of 33 discipline finishes them. No athlete succeeds by training only when emotions feel strong. No successful marriage survives by showing love only during easy moments. No strong spiritual life develops through occasional emotional excitement alone. Growth requires repeated action. Galatians 6 verse 9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good." That verse assumes weariness will happen. Discipline continues even during weariness. Jesus demonstrated perfect discipline. He prayed consistently, served consistently, obeyed the Father consistently. Even in Gethsemane, while overwhelmed with sorrow, Jesus still chose obedience over emotion. That is a strength. Discipline also protects people from destructive impulses. A person feels angry but chooses silence instead of being explosive. A student feels lazy but studies anyway. A believer feels tempted but walks away instead of feeding sin. Feelings may scream, but discipline refuses to surrender control. Proverbs 25 verse 28 says, "Like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control." Without discipline, life becomes vulnerable to chaos. One man destroyed years of financial progress and constantly spent money emotionally without practicing self-control. Temporary pleasure created long-term pressure. Discipline protects the future. Modern culture often glorifies quick results while ignoring consistent effort. 14 of 33 people want strong bodies without training. Wisdom without study. Success without sacrifice. Spiritual maturity without prayer. But hidden consistency shapes visible results. A tree grows slowly underground before people admire its height above ground. The same principle applies spiritually, emotionally, financially, and physically. Small daily actions shape destiny quietly. Reading scripture daily may feel small. Saving money consistently may feel slow. Controlling your temper one conversation at a time will go unnoticed. But repeated discipline changes life over time. Hebrews 12 verse 11 says, "No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest." That word later matters. Discipline often feels difficult now, but rewarding later. Laziness feels easy now, but painful later. One older man admitted he regretted wasting years waiting to feel ready before pursuing purpose. Fear and procrastination stole opportunities that discipline could have built gradually. Wise people stop waiting for perfect emotion. They build habits. They create structure. They remain faithful during ordinary days. Because real transformation usually happens slowly, quietly, and consistently. Motivation may inspire you briefly. Discipline changes your life. 15 of 33. The dangerous lies culture teaches. Not every popular idea is true. Some beliefs sound freeing at first, but quietly destroy peace, character, relationships, and purpose over time. Romans 12 verse 2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world." That warning matters because culture constantly teaches ideas that oppose God's wisdom. One dangerous lie says, "Follow your heart." That sounds inspiring until you realize human emotions change constantly. Jeremiah 17 verse 9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things." Feelings can encourage destructive choices. A person feels justified in cheating because emotions have changed. Another feels anger and destroys relationships with reckless words. Wisdom does not follow every emotion. Wisdom submits emotions to truth. Another dangerous lie says, "Do whatever makes you happy." Happiness alone cannot guide life safely. Some pleasures destroy people slowly. Drugs may feel pleasurable temporarily. Sexual sin may feel exciting temporarily. Revenge may feel satisfying temporarily. But temporary pleasure often creates permanent damage. Hebrews 11 verse 25 speaks about the fleeting pleasures of sin. Sin promises happiness while quietly producing bondage. One young man chased pleasure constantly through partying, alcohol, and casual relationships. Outwardly, he looked free. Privately, he battled emptiness, anxiety, and addiction. Pleasure without wisdom eventually becomes slavery. 16 of 33 Another cultural lie says, "You only live once." That phrase leads toward reckless living. Spend everything. Ignore consequences. Chase every desire. But Scripture teaches that eternity matters deeply. Hebrews 9 verse 27 says, "People are destined to die once, and after that to face judgment." Life is not meaningless. Choices matter eternally. Another dangerous lie says, "Truth is whatever you want it to be." Modern culture often treats truth like personal opinion. But truth does not change because feelings change. Gravity remains real whether somebody believes. God's truth remains real, too. Jesus said in John 14 verse 6, "I am the way and the truth and the life." Without truth, confusion spreads everywhere. One person calls greed ambition. Another calls lust freedom. Another calls pride confidence. Removing truth removes boundaries, people's destruction. Culture also teaches money and success will satisfy you. Yet wealthy celebrities, famous influencers, and powerful leaders still battle depression, addiction, anxiety, and emptiness. Ecclesiastes 5 verse 10 says, "Whoever loves money never has enough." Money solves certain practical problems, but it cannot heal the soul. One businessman achieved everything he dreamed financially, but later admitted he felt emotionally empty because success was his god. 17 of 33 Another dangerous lie says, "Nobody should judge anything." That sounds tolerant, but it destroys wisdom. Without judgment, people cannot recognize danger. Jesus warned about false prophets. Paul warned about sinful behavior. Discernment requires judgment. Matthew 7 verse 16 says, "By their fruit you will recognize them." Recognizing fruit requires evaluation. Culture also teaches that appearance matters more than character. People spend hours building an image online while neglecting their integrity privately. A person may appear successful publicly while privately lying, cheating, and collapsing emotionally. 1 Samuel 16 verse 7 says, "People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." God values character more than image. Another lie says, "You do not need God." That may be the most dangerous lie of all. Culture teaches self-sufficiency constantly. Depend on yourself. Trust yourself. Become your own authority. But human strength fails eventually. Pain comes. Death comes. Brokenness comes. And without God, people often discover too late that success, pleasure, and self-focus cannot satisfy the deepest needs of the soul. 18:33 Jesus said in John 15 verse 5, "Apart from me you can do nothing." That statement offends pride, but it speaks truth. One older man spent decades mocking faith while building wealth and status. Near the end of his life, he admitted that everything he chased still left emptiness inside. Culture changes constantly. God's wisdom does not. Wise people stop accepting ideas simply because they are popular. They test everything against truth. Because popular lies still destroy lives. How to build a strong future while young? A strong future rarely appears by accident. It grows from small daily choices repeated consistently over time. Young people often focus on quick success while ignoring a long-term foundation. But weak foundations eventually collapse under pressure. Jesus said in Matthew 7 verse 24, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock." Strong lives require strong foundations. One of the first keys to building a strong future is developing discipline early. Small habits shape destiny quietly. A young person who learns to wake up consistently, manage money wisely, control emotions, and stay focused gains an enormous advantage later in life. Meanwhile, laziness grows more expensive with age. Proverbs 6 verse 6 says, "Go to the ant, you sluggard, consider its ways and be wise." Discipline protects the future before problems appear. Another major key is choosing the right people. Your circle influences your thinking, standards, habits, and direction. One young man surrounded himself with friends, focused only on partying and reckless living. 1933 years later, he struggled with addiction and wasted opportunities. Another chose mentors and disciplined friends who pushed him toward growth, faith, and responsibility. Their influence shaped his future differently. Proverbs 13 verse 20 says, "Walk with the wise and become wise." Relationships either strengthen your future or slowly weaken it. Young people also build strong futures by learning financial wisdom early. Some spend every paycheck trying to impress strangers. Others save, invest wisely, avoid reckless debt, and think long term. One older businessman admitted he wished he had learned to budget in his 20s after years of financial pressure. Proverbs 21 verse 20 says, "The wise store up choice food and olive oil." Money is a tool. Without wisdom, it becomes a trap. Another important key is protecting purity and character. One reckless decision can create scars for years. Sexual sin, dishonesty, addiction, and corruption often begin with small compromises nobody notices initially. But hidden habits eventually shape visible life. Galatians 6 verse 7 says, "A man reaps what he sows." Seeds planted young often produce a harvest later. A strong future also requires teachability. Pride destroys growth quickly. A young person who refuses correction remains trapped in foolish patterns. Proverbs 12 verse 15 says, "The wise listen to advice." One athlete improved rapidly because he accepted the coach's correction instead of becoming defensive constantly. Teachability accelerates growth. Young people must also learn patience. 2033 modern culture pushes instant success constantly. But strong futures usually grow slowly. A tree takes years to develop deep roots before standing strong during storms. The same principle applies to life. David spent years preparing before becoming king. Joseph endured prison before leadership. God often develops character before promotion. Galatians 6 verse 9 says, "At the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Another key is guarding the mind carefully. What you feed your mind shapes your future. Constant negativity, lust, distraction, and comparison weaken focus and peace. Philippians 4 verse 8 says believers should think about what is true and excellent. One young woman changed her life dramatically after replacing endless social media scrolling with reading, prayer, and learning practical skills. Input shaped direction. Strong futures also require courage. Fear keeps countless young people trapped. Fear of failure. Fear of rejection. Fear of starting. But nobody builds a meaningful life while constantly hiding from risk. Joshua 1 verse 9 says, "Be strong and courageous." Courage does not mean absence of fear. It means moving forward despite fear. Most importantly, build your future with God at the center. Success without God eventually feels empty. Jesus said in Matthew 6 verse 33, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness." 21:33, a career matters. Money matters. Goals matter. But nothing matters more than walking closely with God. A strong future is not only about achievement. It is about becoming the kind of person who can handle success without losing peace, character, wisdom, or faith. What every young Christian needs to know: being young does not make you spiritually weak. God has always used young people who were willing to trust Him seriously. David was young when he faced Goliath. Joseph was young when God began shaping his future. Timothy was young when he became a leader in the church. 1 Timothy 4 verse 12 says, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young." Youth is not an excuse for spiritual compromise. It is an opportunity to build strong foundations early. One of the first things every young Christian must understand is that following Jesus will make you different. Culture will not always agree with biblical truth. Friends may mock purity. People may pressure you toward compromise. Some will call obedience old-fashioned or extreme. Romans 12 verse 2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world." If you follow Christ seriously, you will sometimes stand alone. Daniel stood Ai Parn Babylon. Joseph stood Ai Parn Egypt. Real faith requires courage. 22 of 33. Another important truth is that your private life matters deeply. Who you are when nobody watches reveals your character. A young person may appear spiritual publicly while secretly feeding lust, dishonesty, bitterness, or addiction privately. But hidden habits eventually shape visible life. Galatians 6 verse 7 says, "A man reaps what he sows." Small compromises grow into larger chains over time. That is why purity matters. Modern culture treats sexual sin casually, but Scripture treats it seriously because sexual sin affects the body, mind, emotions, and spirit deeply. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 18 says, "Flee from sexual immorality." Notice the word flee. Wisdom does not play around with temptation. One young man destroyed years of peace because he kept feeding his hidden pornography addiction while pretending everything was fine publicly. Sin hidden in darkness always grows stronger until confronted honestly. Every young Christian also needs to know that their friendships shape their future. The people closest to you influence your standards, language, decisions, and spiritual hunger. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33 says, "Bad company corrupts good character." One young woman stopped praying consistently after surrounding herself with friends obsessed with partying and reckless living. Her environment slowly weakened convictions she once held strongly. Choose your circle carefully. Real friends push you toward God, not away from Him. Young Christians must also understand that emotions are unreliable guides. Feelings change quickly. Truth does not. One day, you may feel spiritually strong. 23:33 another day, you may feel distant from God. Faithfulness means obeying God even when emotions fluctuate. Jesus prayed in Gethsemane while overwhelmed with sorrow, yet he still obeyed the Father. Mature faith continues walking even during emotional struggle. Another truth young Christians must learn is that prayer is not optional. Prayer keeps the heart connected to God. Without prayer, spiritual weakness grows quietly. Jesus said in Matthew 26 verse 41, "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." One young believer admitted that social media consumed 3 hours daily, while prayer received only 5 minutes. Eventually, anxiety, distraction, and spiritual emptiness began controlling his mind. What you feed grows. That is why guarding your mind matters too. Music matters. Conversations matter. Content matters. What enters your mind repeatedly shapes your thinking slowly. Philippians 4 verse 8 says believers should think about what is true, pure, and excellent. Not every trend deserves your attention. Not every voice deserves influence. Young Christians also need to know that suffering does not mean God has abandoned them. Some people assume following Jesus should remove every hardship. But Scripture teaches otherwise. Joseph suffered betrayal. Paul suffered persecution. Jesus suffered rejection and crucifixion. 24:33 John 16 verse 33 says, "In this world you will have trouble." Faith does not remove every storm. It gives strength to survive storms without losing hope. Another important lesson is that purpose takes time. Young people often feel pressure to achieve everything immediately. But God usually develops people slowly. David spent years preparing before becoming king. Moses spent years in the wilderness before his leadership. Do not despise small beginnings. Zechariah 4 verse 10 says, "Who dares despise the day of small things?" Growth often happens quietly before it becomes visible publicly. Every young Christian also needs to understand that compromise never stays small. One small lie becomes a habit. One secret sin grows stronger. One unhealthy relationship slowly pulls the heart away from God. Sin always promises freedom while producing bondage. That is why repentance matters quickly. Do not normalize what God calls dangerous. And finally, every young Christian must know this truth clearly: Jesus is worth following completely. Not halfway. Not occasionally. Completely. The world offers temporary pleasure but cannot satisfy the soul permanently. Money cannot replace peace. Popularity cannot replace purpose. 25:33 Attention cannot replace God's presence. Jesus said in John 6 verse 35, "Whoever comes to me will never go hungry." A young life surrendered to God becomes powerful. Not because life becomes easy, but because wisdom, purpose, peace, and eternal hope begin shaping everything differently. The wisdom of choosing purpose over popularity. Popularity feels powerful when you are young. People want acceptance, attention, approval, recognition. Nobody enjoys rejection or feeling invisible. But chasing popularity can quietly destroy purpose. John 12 verse 43 says, "They loved human praise more than praise from God." That verse exposes a dangerous trap. Some people know what is right, but still compromise because they fear losing approval. Little by little, he became more concerned about fitting in than standing for the truth. That pressure affects countless people. Popularity often demands compromise. Laugh at sinful jokes so nobody calls you too serious. Hide convictions to avoid rejection. Romans 12 verse 2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world." Real purpose usually requires standing apart from the crowd. Noah looked foolish building an ark before the rain came. Daniel looked strange, refusing to compromise in Babylon. David looked insignificant standing before Goliath. 26 of 33 But purpose mattered more than public opinion. One of the biggest mistakes young people make is building identity around applause, likes, followers, attention, compliments. But human approval changes quickly. The same crowd praising Jesus on Palm Sunday shouted, "Crucify him," days later. People are unstable foundations for identity. Galatians 1 verse 10 says, "Am I not trying to win the approval of human beings, or of God?" That question matters deeply. A person controlled by approval eventually loses authenticity. They become whatever gains acceptance from the crowd around them. One young woman admitted she spent years pretending to enjoy things she secretly hated because she feared exclusion from her friend group. That kind of pressure creates emotional exhaustion. Purpose gives life direction. Popularity only gives temporary attention. Jeremiah was unpopular because he spoke the truth that people disliked hearing. Paul faced rejection, imprisonment, and persecution repeatedly because he refused to compromise the gospel. Jesus himself was rejected despite perfect love and truth. If Jesus faced rejection, you will too. And that is okay. Purpose often requires loneliness temporarily. A student refuses to cheat while classmates mock honesty. A young Christian stays sexually pure while culture laughs at restraint. 27 of 33 A worker refuses to be corrupt while others chase dishonest profit. Those moments may not feel popular, but they build strength, integrity, and peace. Matthew 7 verse 13 says, "Wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction." Crowds are not always right. One musician changed his style completely to gain online attention. Fame increased, but privately, he admitted feeling empty because success came at the cost of becoming somebody he no longer respected. Popularity without purpose creates emptiness. Purpose also survives longer than attention. Trends disappear quickly. Fame fades quickly. Online attention moves to somebody new every week. But a life lived for God carries eternal value. Jesus said in Matthew 6 verse 33, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness." Purpose begins there. Not in applause. Not in public image. Not in chasing validation. Wise people stop asking, "Will people approve of me?" and start asking, "Am I becoming who God created me to be?" That question changes everything. Because purpose may not always make you popular. But purpose will keep your life meaningful long after applause disappears. Create image, the relationship wisdom most people learn too late. We're so sorry, but the image we created may violate our content policies. If you think we got it wrong, please retry or edit your prompt. 28 of 33. Okay, continue with this. Why many young men and women feel lost? Why many young men and women feel lost? A generation is searching for meaning while drowning in noise. Young men and women today have more information, more entertainment, and more technology than any generation before them. Yet anxiety, confusion, loneliness, depression, and emptiness continue rising. That contradiction reveals something important. A full life is not built only through comfort, money, or distraction. Proverbs 14 verse 12 says, "There is a way that appears to be right, but in the end it leads to death." Many people follow paths that culture celebrates without realizing that those paths cannot satisfy the soul. One reason young people feel lost is a lack of purpose. A person wakes up, scrolls endlessly, works, studies, chases money, seeks attention online, and then repeats the cycle daily without deeper direction. Life starts feeling mechanical. Ecclesiastes describes this emptiness when Solomon speaks about chasing pleasure, success, and achievement apart from God. Without purpose, even success begins feeling hollow. One young professional achieved financial goals early but privately admitted feeling empty every night because life became only work, pressure, and image. Another major reason is comparison. Social media constantly exposes people to carefully edited lifestyles. One person sees luxury vacations. Another sees engagement announcements. Another sees business success at 22. Suddenly, ordinary progress feels like failure. Galatians 6 verse 4 says, "Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone, without comparing themselves to someone else." Comparison steals peace because somebody will always appear ahead. 29 of 33. Many young people also feel lost because they were never taught identity correctly. Culture teaches people to build identity on appearance, relationships, popularity, money, sexuality, or achievement. But all those things can change quickly. Beauty fades. Relationships end. Money disappears. Public attention shifts. When identity rests on unstable things, insecurity grows constantly. One young woman spent years chasing online validation through pictures and attention. The more approval she received, the emptier she still felt privately because attention could not heal deeper insecurity. Real identity begins with understanding your value before God. Another reason young people feel lost is a lack of guidance. Many grew up without strong leadership, wisdom, discipline, or emotional support. Some fathers were absent physically. Others were present physically but absent emotionally. Without guidance, confusion grows easily. Proverbs 11 verse 14 says, "Where there is no guidance, a people falls." Young people need wisdom, correction, encouragement, and direction. Another major problem is endless distraction. Phones vibrate constantly. Entertainment never stops. Silence feels uncomfortable. People rarely sit quietly long enough to think deeply about life, purpose, God, or direction. A distracted mind struggles to hear clearly. Psalm 46 verse 10 says, "Be still, and know that I am God." 30 of 33. Stillness has become rare. Many young men also feel lost because culture attacks masculinity constantly. Some grow up confused about responsibility, leadership, discipline, and purpose. Others chase empty definitions of manhood built only around money, women, dominance, or status. But biblical manhood includes strength, humility, responsibility, self-control, and service. Young women also face crushing pressure. Pressure to look perfect. Pressure to gain attention. Pressure to compete constantly. Pressure to appear successful while hiding emotional pain. Many silently battle anxiety because they feel they are never enough. Psalm 139 verse 14 says, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made." That truth matters deeply in a culture obsessed with appearance and comparison. Another reason people feel lost is hidden sin. Pornography. Addiction. Bitterness. Dishonesty. Sexual immorality. Sin promises freedom while creating bondage. One young man admitted that years of pornography addiction destroyed his confidence, focus, and ability to build healthy relationships. Sin weakens clarity. It clouds purpose. Most importantly, many young people feel lost because they are searching for meaning without God. 31 of 33 humans were created for a relationship with God. Without Him, people keep chasing substitutes that never fully satisfy. Money cannot heal the soul. Attention cannot remove emptiness. Pleasure cannot create lasting peace. Jesus said in John 10 verse 10, "I have come that they may have life, and have it to the full." That fullness cannot be found through culture alone. It begins with God. Young people do not only need motivation. They need truth. Wisdom. Purpose. Discipline. Healthy relationships. And a real relationship with God. Because a person can have followers, money, beauty, and attention while still feeling completely lost inside. You do not need to be perfect to build a strong future. But you must be willing to learn, stay humble, walk with God, and make wise decisions even when culture pushes you in the opposite direction. The crowd does not always lead toward peace, purpose, or truth. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 1 says, "Remember your Creator in the days of your youth." If you build your life on wisdom, discipline, character, and faith in God, you will stand stronger when pressure, temptation, and hardship come. And years from now, you will thank God you chose wisdom before regret. Thank you for listening to the message. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel Wisdom Seeds Podcast 32 of 33.